Yeah, Kalani, just maybe give us a recap of the format of the final scrimmage, how many plays were ran, and what the layout was of your final scrimmage.
Ooh, I think we're close to, have to look at the final number, but I think we're about 85 reps or so. And we, you know, decided to probably tell, our goal was to go over the whole entire thing live, but I think it was better for us to get only about 30 or so reps of live work today. Been a really physical camp. And looking at our guys, I think that was the best goal for us. And, you know, we were able to get everyone going and competing. And you know, I think it was harder for the offense to move, but I think the defense and offense both did some good things on both sides of the ball, had some good work on special teams. And I was really pleased with the day. So I think we got exactly what we wanted from it.
With the final scrimmage of fall camp over, who are you going to have take those first snaps at quarterback against Navy now?
Probably a number of different people. You know, we'll try probably some of the scout team receivers that can do that, that are quick and be able to do that, be able to get a good read and good look for us. And then we'll, you know, we have other guys that have been in the system before. I think we've had guys like Jason Money and others that can run that option for us too. So that's going to be our focus, is getting to that. We'll have more opportunities to go live with our scouts because we have to with this, with the option, defending the option. So we'll get some of that work going, started tomorrow, and then we'll do a little bit of it. We'll get some more live work next week, and then you know, we'll see how much live we need to go next week. But I think that in order to simulate that, the scheme, we have to see our guys cut live looks from our scouts and give us the best option to see it as quickly as possible. So well, we'll do whatever it takes. And then seeing that, you know, we're going to have our first two opponents be this type of scheme, it helps out getting an early jump at it and having our guys learn it. And it's good to have it back to back.
Go ahead, Matt.
Kalani, how much do you know about the Division I council vote to allow student athletes to compete this year without losing eligibility? And what are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. I'm just getting ready for Navy and trying to keep our place a low-risk environment. I'm focused on trying to help our guys be safe in the facility and educate them as much as possible for what we're dealing with the virus, and trying to get a football team ready. I don't know a lot about the other stuff that's going on, whether it's scheduling or the administrative things. I'm really focused on what we're trying to get done now.
Go ahead, Caleb.
Speaking of trying to keep a low-risk environment, with school starting up here in the next couple weeks, have you guys thought about what the influx of students will be like in Provo, and are you guys going to take any measures to try and keep the team away from a lot of that student body?
Yeah, I think the school's got a really good plan, you know, and for our guys, just keep educating them and make sure that they're smart. They'll be wearing masks, and whether they're attending class in person or online, they'll be able to handle it. I trust them. You know, even though there'll be a high number of people in the area in Provo, our guys have done a great job so far, and they love football. So I think they're going to try to do whatever they can to keep it low risk and you know, keep things as much as a bubble as they possibly can in order for us to play this game.
All right, who's next? Go ahead, Jay. And then Mitch.
Kalani, how did the defense look today, and did they make strides after last scrimmage?
Yeah, definitely. You know, all the guys participated, so we saw a really good, experienced defense out on the field. And, you know, I think if you look at it, offense had some bright spots, defense had some. It was a complete battle between the two, so I got to go watch the film, but I would have to say right now it was even match. If you look at, you know, the guys that we had on the field, I thought they played physical up front. If you're an O-line, D-line guy, it's pretty much whether you're thudding up or tagging or live tackle, it's for the O-lineman, it's all live. So, you know, I was really pleased with the physical part of the game from the D-line. And I think the you know, the twos are really stepping up and starting to close the gap between them and the ones. Right now, the ones with the experience that they have, and the just being out there, the savviness, being able to play with the same scheme and play fast is a lot easier for them. You know, the newcomers are starting to get along, but we feel really good about the talent that we have on defense. And I thought they matched up a lot better than they did the two previous times we went live.
Kalani, consistency has been a word that maybe has been thrown out a little bit on the outside looking in for the program. What do you feel it's going to take to have a consistent product week in, week out, that you guys know what who you are and you're producing at a high level? What's that going to take, in your opinion?
I think it's a number of things. I don't know if it's just narrowed down to one thing, but I would right off the top of my head, I say, you know, being able to keep our guys healthy. And we've done that and try to work with that in our sports medicine area, but also, you know, with our weight training and our off-season conditioning. So I think we've made a lot of progress in that part. Got a lot of guys that have had experience playing the game and started. So I think it's just working out that we have a lot of experience returning and a lot of veterans on our team right now. So it's looking like a good setup. But, you know, that's going to be the key. There's so many different variables that go into it, but that's the number one thing that comes to mind is making sure that we, you know, even though we have a lot of depth right now, it's the key is to keep working with our depth, stay physical, but at the same time and aggressive, but at the same time, keeping our guys healthy. And a lot of that has to do with them doing their part as well, hydrating and getting their sleep and making sure that they're, you know, doing the right things off the field, and that so they can get themselves in a better position to have success and meaning stay as healthy as possible. But so far in camp, we've had really physical camp. We've had some guys that have been banged up and you know, with all the physical stuff that we've seen, I thought the guys came into this fall camp a lot more prepared, and that probably has to do with them being older and a lot of veterans returning.
Okay, Sean and Jake, go ahead.
Yeah, Coach, you touched on this a little bit a minute ago, and you've mentioned it before the last couple of weeks, but with regards to the virus and just kind of the uncertainty and so much talk of safety and healthiness and that kind of thing, do you feel like you guys are doing everything that you can to make sure your players stay safe from the virus and maybe just as importantly, kind of away from football, like when they're not in practice or in that practice facility kind of thing? Do you feel like there's more to it than even just what you guys can do kind of in that practice bubble, I guess?
Yeah, I think that's the part that we've been really harping on them being safe and educating them on everything. And then, you know, I've mentioned over and over again that's been the key, is that it's not just like we have this one educational time moment where we just say, okay, this is how you're going to stay safe. It's constantly doing it and then having them help each other. You know what I mean? And that's I think holding each other accountable, and we're all in this together. We all want to play football. And in order to be in a good position to play, we have to do our part. There may be some external forces that may change it, but right now we know that if we do our part and then keep it as safe as possible, we'll do well. But our coaching staff and our administration has been really focused on keeping our guys safe. And that even goes to the concussion studies that we've been able to do, the things that we know now compared to a couple decades ago when I played, you know. And so as we start to learn more about how to keep our players healthy and start to know more about technology and know more about people's bodies and the recovery, I think it's important that we always look for ways to be innovative and creative ways to keep our guys as healthy as possible. And that's an entire body. And right now we're dealing with a virus, but at the same time, we've been focused on keeping them healthy with the concussion protocol and a lot of different things that we work with and educate our players as far as injuries and preventing injuries.
Kalani, I wanted to ask you, in terms of the morale of your team, you're now finishing up fall camp now and kind of switching, I guess, into quote-unquote game week mode. What's the morale of the team right now as you kind of make that shift?
Oh, they're really excited. I think right now we got to the point where it was like we had to move on, you know, because I think they're just getting although they love competing and hitting and getting after each other, I know that they want to start moving to focusing on our first opponent and starting developing the depth chart and starting to see guys that are going to get, you know, where they're going to play, whether it's special teams, offense and defense. And I think that's going to be the next transition. So as we progress towards the season, they're getting excited because that means that the game is close, you know, being, I think, what, 2.5 weeks away now.
Okay, we got time for one, maybe two more questions. So go ahead, Jay.
Lonnie, I was just going to ask about that depth chart. Are you going to share that, formulate it, and share it with the guys? And then when do you think you'll share that with us?
Oh, with the players and with you? I don't know. I might take a survey and see if you guys would be interested in that. We'd take a, maybe we'd do a poll and see if you guys can guess what the depth chart will look like without ever seeing football or ever seeing us in person. So no, I think we'll start getting that down and start formulating the depth chart. But at the same time, you're looking at a lot of different personnel groups that we can use, offense, defense, and special teams. But if you're looking at defense and offense, there's going to be a lot of different guys that could potentially start and guys that will have a lot of reps in different packages and different schemes. So we'll probably have that ironed out in the next little bit. And I don't mind sharing it with people, but, you know, we're looking at first getting the guys in the right spot and then getting some practices with the Navy scheme and then formulate that depth chart. It may look a little different than what we saw in spring and what we saw from last year, but we'll see. But I'll try to get it out to you guys as soon as I can. I know it's really important to you guys, and I'm not being facetious. I'm telling you guys, I want to get it out as soon as I can.
Okay, we got time for one more quick question. Go ahead, Mitch.
Yeah, Kalani, just real quick. I know all focus is on Navy, but your thoughts on adding Army as well and having now two military programs officially on the schedule.
Oh, tons of respect for the military, you know, and great coaches. And so I respect the coaching staff, head coaches for sure. And I've had opportunities to be around them and talk with them often, especially since I've become the head coach here. So I think they do a great job as far as running their programs and being leaders of their programs. And they have great young men that I'm proud those guys are out there defending our country and fighting for our freedom. So it's an honor for us to play against Army and play against Navy. We're focused on Navy right now, but glad that we have the schedule starting to look, you know, starting to form a little bit and gets the guys more excited. But since Navy was announced, that's been our primary focus. But now thinking, you know, you want to plan ahead, it's a good transition to go from Navy to having Army so close. For us, I think it's a good benefit.